गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरा गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः।
साक्षात्कारदत्त मालिकेयल्लि ಸೂಫಿ ಡಾ ಸೈಯದ್ ಲ್ಯಾಕತ್ ಪೀರಾನ್ ಅವರ ಅನುಭವದ ಮಾತುಗಳನ್ನು ಕೇಳುವಿರಿ. ಇವರೊಂದಿಗಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಡಾ ಅಜಯ್ ಕುಮಾರ್ ಸಿಂಗ್.
ಸತ್ಗುರು ಕೀ ಸತ್ಗುರು ಕೀ ಸತ್ಗುರು ಕೀ सतगुरु की महिमा अनंत अनंत किया उपकार अनंत किया उपकार लोचन अनंत उघाड़िया अनंत दिखावन हार लोचन अनंत उघाड़िया अनंत दिखावन हार।
सैयद ल्याकत पीरान वॉज बॉर्न इन मार्च 1950 इन द इलस्ट्रियस फैमिली ऑफ सैयद ताज पीरान हु रिटायर्ड एज इंस्पेक्टर जनरल ऑफ पुलिस एंड रेवेन्यू कमिश्नर of the erstwhile Mysore state in 1935. The family is steeped in Sufi background. Mr. Piran took a BSc degree from St. Joseph College and after that took postgraduate diploma in Social Service Administration from the National Institute of Social Sciences, Bangalore. After that he also took a LLB degree from Government Law College. Then in 1973, he started working as Labour Welfare Officer in Bharukha Steels Limited. Between 1976 and 1989, he also practiced wakalat. He was an advocate in the civil and labour issues. Then he became member judicial of the Central Excise Custom Gold Control Appellate Tribunal in New Delhi under the Ministry of Finance in the year 1989. And he has worked in Delhi and subsequently in Chennai and then took voluntary retirement in the year 2009. When he was 14 years of age, his grandfather, Sayyid Taj Piran, gave him initiation. And since then, he has been following the path of Sufism. His first book was published in 1998. The title was A Sense of Islam and Sufism and Its Impact in India. It was published in New Delhi. In all, he has published 15 books, out of which 13 are collection of his poems. In 2005, he became the member trustee of the International Sufi Center established in Bangalore. He is editor of the Sufi World, a magazine which is brought quarterly. It relates to Sufi philosophy, culture and literature in English. He was also 25 years in charge of Dargah of Hazrat Khadar Wali in Srirangpatna from 1985 to 2010. Mr. Liaquat Piran is a practicing Sufi, which is a rare kind of person, one can say. Mr. Piran is married and he has two grown-up children who are married.
Prabhu mera mujh mein kachhu nahi hai Mera mujh mein kachhu nahi hai जो कछु है सो तेरा 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 तुझको सौंपते, क्या लगेगा मेरा।
आदाब पीरान साहब और वेलकम टू दिस प्रोग्राम।
थैंक यू वेरी मच सर एंड विश यू द सेम आदाब।
थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड विश यू ऑल्सो वेरी हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू यू एंड टू द लिसनर्स ऑफ अवर प्रोग्राम।
थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड विश यू द सेम।
वी वुड लाइक टू बिगिन एट द बिगिनिंग, आई मीन इट्स ऑलवेज गुड। तो सूफिज्म के बारे में, बिकॉज वी हैव टू टॉक अबाउट सूफिज्म, प्लीज टेल अस व्हाट इज द सोर्स ऑफ सूफिज्म।
Sufism has been in existence from primordial times, from the time when the man was created. Lord has taken the promise from man that he shall always subjugate himself with all humility and worship him alone at the time of creation. But after the Adam's fall, man became astray and he went into various emotional crisis one after the other. But they, and God had to send hundreds and thousands of prophets to bring man back to the fold of God.
Ji.
So after the advent of Islam, for first two centuries, there was no term of Sufi or Sufism being used.
I see.
It was not used at all. But the word of purified ones came into existence at the time when Prophet himself...
But what was that word?
Muttaqeen. Muttaqeen. See, when the first passage of Quran, if you take...
Look, Hindi mein mukta.
No, muktaqeen means purified one, who subjects himself, who keeps almost the Lord in awe and wonder. He is in wonder struck with the Lord's creation and he is totally subjugated to the commands of the Lord.
Right.
So he is a muttaqi. He purifies himself and wants to present himself before the Lord in the purified state in which he was created. The belief is that God was a secret and he wanted to reveal the secret of his compassion, of his mercy, of his kindness. And the creations could not withstand his effulgence and he chose the man's heart.
Right.
And due to the evolution of man in the nature, the man could not realize that within him exists the soul of the Lord.
Right.
So it is great prophets and great saints which came to remind man that he is a spark of brilliance, he is a spark of effulgence. And this effulgence and brilliance is within his own heart. And he should purify his heart to the highest extent so that he can go back and join the Lord from which he has come.
So
that is how the Sufism term has come
that
into
existence.
That
means it is the beginning is not after the Islam or with the Islam, though presently the general impression is that Sufism is subsequent to Islam, but it's not so, you mean to say?
It is not so. Islam itself is not the first religion. The first of the religion is the creation of man, and when God gave that term, Islam means submission to the Lord. It is peace. It's salama.
Right.
It's peace. So he said, you should submit yourself truthfully with all your humility to me and accept my commands. So Islam was the origin of man itself. So it is not the first religion, neither the Prophet Muhammad was the first of the prophets of Islam.
Right.
He was the last of the 180,000.
In fact, Quran prophets. They do mention number of other prophets who had come before.
All the prophets preceding
him.
From Adam, from the first creation till him, are mentioned. And he kept himself saying any number of times, I am the last of the promised Messiah. I am the last one. And there will be no other prophet and no other paighambar after me. And you should accept all the commands of the Lord till the end of the world.
So this is the, in one way, source of Sufism, we can say, right from the creation of the man itself.
The
is the beginning
creation of mine is the beginning of the word
Sufism.
Sufism.
Also.
The term Sufi and Sufism came to be used only later period. Sufism,
what is the meaning? Would you like to say something about what, the literally
Sufi,
what does it
Sufis,
mean?
The historically it so happened, the Prophet had foreseen that within 36 or 40 years of his passing away, his spiritual ways which he had shown for election of people to the Khalifa would be forgotten. And the tyranny would take over. So a tribal chief of the Makkan region took over the reins of the countries, mm-hmm. and they were the Umayyads. Mm-hmm. They ruled for about 2.5 centuries,
right.
or 250 years they had mm-hmm. a rule. Mm-hmm. And they were dead enemies of the Prophet's descendants.
Mm-hmm.
They were the Ahle Bayt.
Right.
So they had to take lot of precautionary measures to safeguard themselves, and they started the Khanqahs, and they took up to the solitude life,
mm-hmm.
a life of total departure from the worldly desires,
right.
worldly thinking and worldly
uh-huh.
aspects,
uh-huh.
and dedicated to the service of the Lord.
So they subsequently...
Yes, after 100 years or 200 years, these muttaqins were
totally
subject.
The
they were subsequently, since they wore wool, black wool or any wool, woolen cloths as a sign of humility, the wool was referred to as suf. There were about 70 to 100 companions of Prophet who lived in his house and in the Prophet's mosque. There was a stone. They were known as Ashab-e Safa, those who sat on the stone.
On those stones,
so
yes,
they
yes,
took up to the life of solitude, to the world, to
ascetic life.
Of ascetic life, to the light of renunciation,
right.
thinking, contemplation,
right.
meditation. And God kept on referring to, in the passages of Quran, to contemplate on the nature, on his signs, which are there in the nature. And these people took up to study of various sciences which are available at that time. And they dedicated their life for service of mankind. So later, since they wore wool and they were always on the first
on
line of the mosque, they would Safa. Saf first is the first line. Saf means first line. And it is said that at the time of the last day of the world, that when the resurrection would take place, all the loved ones of the God
on the day of judgment,
on the day of judgment, the all God's friends, that is known as, he calls in the Quran, Awliya Allah, the friends of the God. The friends of the gods who have dedicated their life to him and him alone would stand in the first line. So they are the Sufis.
Right.
Jab main tha, tab Prabhu nahi tha. Jab main tha, तब प्रभु नाही था प्रभु है तब मैं नाही जब प्रभु है तब मैं नाही सकल अंधेरा सकल अंधेरा सकल अंधेरा मीट गया जब दीपक देखा माही जब दीपक देखा माही
So the Sufis term came subsequently. It was coined because of the dress and way of life. These companions and the companions' companions and subsequent scholars and those who took up to light a life of asceticism and light of study, light of contemplation, they came to be known as Sufis.
Right.
The word Sufism was coined by the Westerners when they took up to their to discover their books, their studies, their methods, about their living in the Khanqahs, and what is all this about?
That would be around what?
It was only 200 years back when the Germans and the English people took up to their study.
So then this word became more popular.
They wanted to coin a different word for their for their type of studies and the poetry and the scholastic works they had brought out.
Right.
So they referred to
Nicholson, of course, much later perhaps.
It is only 200 years since the word Sufism, has come. Otherwise, they were the study of Sufis was referred to as in the Quran and subsequently as so as Tasawwuf.
Tasawwuf,
or it's referred to as a Marifat-e-Ilahi. The study of religion, the canonical aspect of religion, the rules and regulations, the commands and the Prophet's commands and directions given, all this was classed into a different subject and which is known as a Shariat. But the one who wants to understand the intentions, the reasons, the philosophy behind these laws,
the essence,
of these laws, the truth of these laws, and it is the study which comes out from the heart. And that path leading to the Lord, straight path, was referred to as a study of tariqat. And the desire of tawheed. Tawheed is the general thing where God has to be seen in all the, His creation. Right. He is alone, all alone. He is single master, master of His own self. So that is tawheed. But to reach tawheed, to understand His tawheed, was the duty of not only Sufis, but every individual and every creator, every creature of Lord, and who were to be referred to as submitted souls. They are known as Muslims, or those who don't associate anything with the Lord, any creation with the Lord. And the conceptualization of the Lord is that He is single, and He has no son, no avatar, and He is the king and the commander of the whole world.
Whatever is there. Now, you said that they were ascetic, they took to ascetic life, contemplation and things like that. That means perhaps this path is a austere path, difficult path perhaps, generally for a worldly people. But even then, on the other hand, throughout the centuries, Sufism has attracted a lot of people from all over the world. So what do you think, what attracts people towards Sufism despite its so-called or perceived difficulty of the of its path? What attracts people to Sufism?
Without mentioning the term Sufism, if you take the study of man himself in the anthropological aspect, man has always been questioning his identity.
Right.
As to why and how and where, from when he has come.
There takes the birth of all religions.
All religions. If you specifically ask a question as to what is the departure from normal human beings who follow the law of land and the law of Islam, with that of these ascetics, and why people get attracted to them. It is because of the purity of the life, the truthfulness. They follow the truth and truth alone. And their aim from the time that they take oath of allegiance on their master hand, that they would lead a purified life.
Of course, that is Piran Sahib, as far as the practitioners are concerned.
Yes, yes.
But we were talking about, our general impression is that people are not so very truthful in their day-to-day life today. But even then, they feel attracted towards these tenets. So what is that? What is that attraction?
See, it could be, if you take the common perception of human beings, the human being is always have attachment to desires. And these desires, when they are not fulfilled, leads to frustrations, desolation, and man feels that he is unable to see the light. He always questions as to why he should suffer and suffer alone. This suffering which is there leads a man to question the very existence of his man's existence.
And perhaps the way out.
But they find that these people who are ascetics, who are God-fearing people, are always in a state of joy, state of bliss. And in almost tranquility of mind and heart. So their words of consolation, their words of giving people advice, and asking them to bear with fortitude and patience the difficulties of life, the worries of life. Their prayers, most particularly when they pray, their prayers are answered. And common man wants
because
his
of purity,
of mind and heart, and their nearness to the God. The God calls them as Wali Allah.
कबीर राम रिझाइले कबीर राम रिझाइले मुख अमृत गुण गाई मुख अमृत गुण गाई फूटा नग ज्यों जोड़ी मन टूटा नग जू जोड़ी मन संधे संधि मिलाई संधे संधि मिलाई संधे संधि मिलाई.
दे हैव वेरियस स्टेजेस इन विच दे अटेंड द नियरनेस टू द लॉर्ड. So the first and foremost are his prophets who are sinless. From the birth itself, the miracles take them, and that itself is assigned to the humanity. And their purpose of their coming to the humanity is to make humanity understand the purpose for which they have come. And they read a rite of righteousness. That is the aim of the prophets. They bring the word of the Lord.
Right.
The Lord gives them the word to be spread. So the Sufis whom we are talking about, the spiritualists, they follow the prophets. Although if they have done any wrong, they seek tremendous repentance from the Lord so that they can turn back to the Lord with all humility.
So repentance is one of the important...
Repentance is the first stage. Right. Any person who wants to enter this path of spirituality and truth should repent for whatever wrong he might have done. And you might, at this stage, I could mention that Sufis are considered as Ibn al-Waqt. Ibn al-Waqt means the son of the time. He lives for the moment, and every breath of his is charged with the love of the Lord. Love, as you would know, God created beauty, he created love, and he directed that these two things should be brought inside the heart and mind of love. And man, soul of man.
Man, huh.
So this is Satyam, Sundaram Shivam. And Prema. So truth is the path in which a Sufi follows. And he wants to admire the beauty of Lord. He wants to remain in awe and wonder of the Lord. And he wants to show his love, not only to the Lord, but to all his creations.
Anandamayai Jagahudaya ಏತಕ್ಕೆ ಭಯ ಮಾಡೋ ಸೂರ್ಯೋದಯ ಚಂದ್ರೋದಯ ದೇವರ ದಯ ಕಾಣೋ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಈ ಜಗಹೃದಯ ರವಿ ಬದನವೇ ಶಿವ ಸದನವೋ ಬರಿ ಕಣ್ಣದು ಮಣ್ಣೋ ಶಿವನಿಲ್ಲ
His love is so immense and so much that the creatures get automatically attracted towards him. There is his personality becomes magnetized. He is a magnifying personality,
yes, yeah.
Magnetic personality. So automatically the love which he has, selfless life, life of surrender.
Yeah, selfless.
Selfless. He doesn't have self-centeredness and he doesn't live for himself. He lives for the Lord. And Lord means all his creation. So he believes in the principle of Sahalul Kul. Sahal Kul is compromise with all. He has no enmity, no grouse, no grievance. And love and love alone being his motto of his living. And his motto is to merge in the Lord. Since he has the motto of joining the Lord's spirit to elevate his spirit to the highest level, where he can see the light of Lord in his heart and mind and soul, the people get attracted towards them because of their magnetism they have in their mind and heart.
Right. Is it possible for non-Muslims also to be to follow the path of Sufism, to be a Sufi?
The Sufism, if you remove the word Sufism and look into the term of a believer, a believer in the oneness of the Lord, and who believes in all the prophets, all the books, on the day of judgment, on his return to the gardens of bliss. He, in a term, he is a Sufi. But human nature as it is, that the evil in man, there are two aspects in the mind's creation, evil and good. Human mind keeps itself attracted towards, more towards evil than towards the goodness. There is more...
Can you say why?
because it gives pleasure.
Right.
Man seeks pleasure.
Difference between what is pleasant and what is good.
Yes, what is blissful. Prayers. Blissful is when you do good deeds, you get bliss in your heart. You get peace. You get tranquility. That is what God says, that if you clean your heart and turn towards me, I will give you a sakina. I will give you tranquility, which is different from little joys you get from overeating or in the excessive
worldly pleasures.
Worldly pleasures. Which you derive from the fulfillment of your desires.
Right.
But what a sakina which God speaks about is a moments of tranquility.
Jag mein thoda jeevana, jag mein thoda jeevana, maande bahut manda, maande bahut manda. सब ही उभा मिल गया, सब ही उभा मिल गया, राव रंग सुल्तान, राव रंग सुल्तान, लाली मेरे लाल की, लाली मेरे लाल की, जित देखूं तितला लाली मेरे लाल की, जित देखूं तित लाल, लाली देखन में चली मैं भी हो गई लाल, लाली देखन में चली मैं भी हो गई लाल।
साक्षात्कार दत्ता मालिकेयल्ली इदुवरेगे ಸೂಫಿ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಸೈಯದ್ ಲ್ಯಾಕಾತ್ ಪಿರಾನ್ ಅವರ ಅನುಭವದ ಮಾತುಗಳನ್ನು ಕೇಳಿದಿರಿ. ಇವರೊಂದಿಗಿದ್ದವರು ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಅಜಯ್ ಕುಮಾರ್ ಸಿಂಗ್. ಶ್ರೋತೃಗಳೇ, ಈ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮದ ಮುಂದಿನ ಭಾಗ ಮುಂದಿನ ವಾರ ಇದೇ ಸಮಯಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಸಾರ ಮಾಡುತ್ತೇವೆ.
ಗುರುರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರುರ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು